You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. That sucked.
Wasn't good.
It definitely wasn't good. Avs lose 3-2 to the Vancouver Canucks, and we were talking about this on the watch along. It's not that they lost. It's the way this game went that sucked. Losses happen. You can live with that. But when you're up two, more than halfway through the game, you should win.
Against a team that you should beat at baseline.
Yep. It's just tough. It's just tough right now for Colorado. And
you know what? We don't deserve this good vibe sign.
It's
I did
true.
Really like it. I wanted to say something earlier. The moment has passed.
The vibes are definitely not good in this moment.
Mediocre vibes at best.
I think that's generous, to say the least.
And it's also not lit up.
I actually thought about that. Kind of a bad omen.
Was that a sign?
Yeah, it was just like, hey, good vibes are not in tonight, just so you guys know.
It's never lit up, just so you guys See? Know.
It's a no Bronco, vibes day.
And the Broncos have been getting blown out since I've seen that show up.
The Nuggets did blow out today.
Yeah but this Nuggets is the Avs show, so...
I'm just saying
we
it's
can't
not
talk
all
about
bad
nice things with the Nuggets right now.
I'm just saying I love everybody.
We're here for the sad boys.
Sad boy hours.
I don't know which one of you signed up for the 60-second rundown.
She did. That was why
Thank
I
God.
Felt it was very important to be on this show. It would have been very cruel. Oh, the lights. I suddenly don't feel well.
I've fallen ill. I can't.
All right. I'm going to try my best.
3, 2, 1.
All right. First period. Avs go 2-for-2 on the PK, killing both penalties, and Mika Rantanen gets them on the board with a power play goal. They get 1 of 2 of their power play chances. It's overall a good period. Second period starts fine enough. Honestly, the first 10 minutes. Newhook to Englund to Gerard up high. Shot goes in. Luke Shen is caught just idle at the net and screens his own goalie. But after that 10-minute mark, the next 3 minutes of play unraveled. Canucks drop 3 goals on the Avs, one of which is a power play goal. But they absolutely unravel. You see the frustration in Georgiev, and you see the frustration in Cogliano. Yep. Third period.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
No, it's okay. Third period. Can't capitalize on a power play earlier. Cogs takes a penalty. First half, Avs don't even pose a threat. Can't control possession. 2 minutes left in the game. Pull their goaltender. Canucks regain possession in the ozone on their forecheck and get empty net goal. Avs lose 4-2.
Four. Ooh, wow.
Nice.
I was laughing at the ECHL team comment. Like the freak out on this team right now is just
it's
unbelievable.
It's fucking hilarious. I've seen this in the fan base forever.
Oh, it never goes away.
And even there are points last season I can recall huge frustration surrounding Kemper. And then win a Stanley Cup that season. It's not an excuse because there are seasons where they're second round exits.
The Stanley Cup win didn't buy them 6 months of goodwill. It didn't buy them 6 months of just belief in general.
I feel like we should just spend the rest of this podcast being like, breathe in.
Right. Well, it's just, dude, it is just, it's
breathe
so funny.
Out.
And like the fun part of sports is that like it does draw on emotion and all that stuff. And like you know, we don't shy away from knowing how fans embrace it. Like, that's our, well, you know, here at DNVR and all that shit. So, like, I'm not, everybody, like, be a fan however you want to be a fan. Like, I don't care, but I promise you, they're so much more enjoyable when you aren't living and dying on every single game.
And you
game.
Have to be a fan in reality. Did this game suck?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Does this game decide the rest of the season?
Right.
No.
Well, because like, it just, you know, the comments, and I laugh because I go back to last season, and we, that the second loss to Columbus.
Yep.
We did our show, and some of these chats were like, huge change that's come. I remember even, there was even a couple of us on the show that were like, I don't know, we'll see. And then, like, you look back at that show 4 weeks later, and it's hilarious. Yeah, five games in a row. Let's say they rattle off the next seven. Is everyone going to be crowning them Stanley Cup champions? No, I guarantee they'll still be like, well, you know, those teams they played. Blah, 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 blah. You lost five in a row. They haven't played well. No one's doubting it. They haven't looked good. They didn't look good tonight. Well, I take that back. I thought they looked all right the first part of this game.
First 30 minutes, they looked fine.
They melted down for 3 minutes and then just couldn't get back into it. And credit to Vancouver. People also always forget there are two teams out there. Vancouver kind of locked it down and the Avs just didn't have it. No one is saying they didn't look good. But to say that before you even hit the halfway point, the season is over after they finally drop out of a playoff spot tonight, it's like, it is what it is. Like, this team has 4 years. Stop sugarcoating it. I'm not sugarcoating it.
More people just need to run out their anger like
yeah,
Avery.
I was going to say, like, it's just, they lost five in a row. They haven't played well. Thank goodness they've got 43 games to figure it out. Like, it's just, it's an 82-game season. I sound whiny. Are you kidding me?
Whatever. Not important. Let's talk about the good things in this game first, because I know everyone just wants to talk about the bad, so let's get the good stuff out of the way. First period, was it a little squirrely? Absolutely. But it wasn't a slow start from Colorado, although a bit sloppy with things like penalties. But Georgiev played extremely well for them, kept them in the game, and shots ended up like 13-13 or something at the end of the first. Yeah, so super high octane, sure, but the Avs kept up, ultimately get rewarded for it because Mikko Rantanen should just always shoot the puck.
Yeah, it's like you see him doing what he does best on the power play, operating out of the right circle and just firing a wrist shot. And I love the role Cale Makar plays on that too, setting him up. It's exactly how the power play should operate. But then it goes 1-for-6, I think, for the rest of the night. Lots of power play chances on both sides. Like, that'll be one positive, is actually the penalty kill, despite the power play goal that is allowed. The penalty kill really did shut it down.
The penalty
where they
kill got
to.
Beat by one hell of a bounce, which we'll get to.
Yeah. But you see Mikko Rantanen in the first period doing what you need to see all of the Avs doing on the power play, and it's sticking to their process and just doing what they do best.
Great way to put it. If they stuck to it and doing what they do best for the second half of this game, they probably win.
They beat themselves. I know we'll get to that too, but one big reason they unravel so terribly, they shoot themselves in the foot, is the frustration. They let their emotions overcome them.
And I think there's some good there. It's mostly bad, some good. Anyway.
Some good in what way? And I'm asking that seriously.
I saw a couple people in chat saying, claiming that the Avs were apathetic tonight. And I saw a lot of things wrong with them. Apathy was not one of them.
No, I agree. I fully agree. And that was what I wanted to, like, clarify what you meant by that. Because I agree, like, if anything, you know, they absolutely care. And what was weird about tonight for me, when you know, having been able to watch this team very up close now for the last 18 months, you know, in addition to watching them for 25 years before that, what's interesting to me about this group is in the past three seasons, we'll say, there's been a couple of characteristics about this team that I think are not on display right now, and really even the exact opposite showed up tonight. It's been their ability to bounce back, not just after bad games or after losses, but within a game. You give up a bad goal, you have a bad period, you get kind of, you know, what have we talked about with Jared Bednar for the last couple of years? It's to break the game up into 5-minute chunks, and that's something that I think this team has done so well. Hey, we had a horrific 5 minutes. Cool, that 5 minutes is over, we're on to the next one, we have a chance to turn it around here. And they have. this was the first time in 2 or 3 years that you saw that snowball. They gave up the first one on a really unfortunate, unlucky bounce off the ref.
Yep.
Andrew Cogliano looked like he had that one cleared around the wall, hits the ref, Canucks keep it in, and it leads directly to a goal. I get why you're frustrated, but that was the first little sign of the dam breaking, because Andrew Cogliano, a veteran, a very important leader and leadership voice in this locker room, has a full breakdown and gets himself a 10-minute misconduct. A couple minutes later, a bad play for the Avs leads to a breakdown in front of the net. And then again, just a horrible giveaway from Devon Taves, and you've got Alexander Georgiev smashing his stick, Cale Makar trying to calm him down. Then once Cogliano does get out of the box, he takes an obvious frustration penalty. It's just, I haven't seen this team get frustrated like that in a long time, and I think it's because what everyone in the chat is upset about. They haven't played well for a week. And then they came out tonight, they got off to a good start, they get a lead, and they gave it away. Like AJ put on Twitter, a lot of it was their own doing, but like, you're crazy if you're not going to admit that there was some shitty luck in those three goals in that 3 minutes.
Of course.
That led to that. And I just think it all caught up with the Avs at once. We are saying this is a game. Jared Bednar probably doesn't yell once. Everyone in that locker room knows exactly what just went wrong. They know that they melted down. I think, and again, this isn't being overly optimistic. This is from knowing this team. I think they're going to come out with a really good performance in a couple nights. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win, but I think they're going to come out with a strong performance where they stay committed to what they're trying to do. That was as far from the Jared Bednar era Avs as we've seen since 16-17 in the back half of that second period, just in terms of the way they kind of came unraveled there. I think this is just too strong of a leadership group for them to let that affect them long term. You've lost 5 games in a row. We talk about dealing with adversity all the time. You know what? That was what everyone complained about last year. This team hasn't dealt any adversity. They're going to get killed in the playoffs. Here's a heaping spoonful of adversity. They got to figure it out.
I do want to get into the negative stuff, but first, Sam Girard does score a goal early in the second to put the Avs up 2-0. This team put themselves in a position to win this hockey game.
Yep.
Make no mistake about it.
They've done it 3 games in a row.
If you just chopped this game off at the 10-minute mark, you would say, oh, the Avs are doing pretty good tonight. I feel pretty good about this hockey team. You'd have no problems with this game, even if there was some squirreliness. Absolutely. And unfortunately, Sam Girard's goal is maybe the only bright spot for the entire Avs defense tonight.
It's a bad night. Bad night for the D-Corps.
Trying to think if I can draw upon any positives.
It was an uncharacteristic.
You'll be thinking for a while.
I was going to say, while you're thinking, let's get some waiting music, because she's going to have to think real long and hard for a positive.
Well, and even just talking about the squirreliness, this does not touch on a positive for the D-Corps, but the Avs benefit from luck because it's Vancouver who screens their own goaltender makes that goal happen. And so that's how I don't have an issue with the officiating tonight, but I think a lot of the Avs' problems start with the penalties that they take. Because it is Devon Taves going to the box. It leads to this power play chance after the goal that is allowed against it. So it's just weird things did happen in this game, but there were a lot of things that the Avs did to themselves. And they did benefit from some of the weird things, to include this Sam Girard goal.
Absolutely.
With the way that their luck is going right now, whether it be the injuries, their shooting percentages, just their bounces, the Avs cannot afford to be getting in their own way. And that's the part to me that... Again, I don't necessarily even want to use the word concerning, because I'm just not worried about that continuing to be a problem long term. Again, maybe it's a problem for a handful of games or whatever. But like that's a part for me. Stop getting in your own way. Just get out of your own way and you win half these, three out of these 5 games. To your point, Megan, like it's the penalties they're taking at times where you really just can't afford it, on top of the bad luck, the bad bounce. You know, again, the Andrew Cogliano one is a great example. Sure, it's a 10-minute misconduct, and he doesn't actually put his team down a man. But that's one of your best penalty killers.
Yep.
Rudo, you tweeted it out. That's a veteran guy. Yes, it's frustrating. I get why you're pissed.
It wasn't even the 10-minute misconduct why I tweeted it out. It was the follow-up penalty later, which
right
is like...
after he gets out of the box.
You have to know better than that.
Right.
Like,
And it's just, I get why you're frustrated. But you guys just won the Stanley Cup. You went through the run. You know what it takes to put a lid on it. You just got to take a beat. You got to relax. You got to take a breath. You know, this has those vibes to it right now, where getting more frustrated the situation isn't going to help. This Avs team needs to take a deep breath. We talked about it in the pregame. Is it good for them to be on the road right now? After tonight, I do. I think it's good that this team is on the road. They're all getting on the plane tonight. They're all going to the hotel after that. And you know, you maybe got to have a little bit of a meeting here. Nathan MacKinnon called the group together at center ice before they left for practice yesterday. You got to have some of these internal leaders step up and say, we're frustrated. This is no situation that we haven't been in before that we can't get ourselves out of. We haven't faced adversity like a losing streak like this for the last 2 years. Let's get out of it. Let's do this together. Let's get out of it, and they'll be fine.
I'm going to be honest. The way some of y'all are popping your lids on the Avs right now, it seems like y'all might need some health insurance, because you guys got to have some high blood pressure or something. So go check out Denver Health Medical. It is open enrollment for health insurance right now through January 15th. So time is running out. Be sure you get in on your health insurance. Denver Health Medical Plans offer Elevate Exchange Plans. It's available on the Connect 4 Health Place Market. You can call 303-602-4912 and sign up there, or you can sign up online at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Either way, you can get in. Elevate Exchange Plans have options for individual and families looking for cost-effective, quality health insurance, and for those who might not get coverage through their employer or if they're self-employed and things like that. So jump on it. All Elevate Exchange plans also include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. So if you were like me and just never took care of your teeth forever, that's bad. Trust me. You don't want to do that. Go get yourself some dental insurance as well with the Denver Health Medical. Again, you can call 303-602-4912 to sign up today. Open enrollment ends in 11 days. Is the 4th? I think it's the 4th. 11 days. So you got to get in on it soon. 303-602-4912, or go to denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Also brought to you by the amazing people over at Pins and Aces. You can go to pinsandaces.com to get all of your golf apparel. They got polos, they got shorts, they got pants, they got cleats. Are they called cleats in golf? Spikes? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're golf shoes, but I think they got spikes, not cleats, I believe.
Yeah, spikes. All right.
Sounds right.
Fair enough. You can get them at Pins and Aces. You can also get their beer sleeve. 7 beer sleeve goes right in your golf bag. You can lug your beers right on the course. Super easy. Keep them nice and cold. Convenient. It's the way to go. You can go to pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR on your order to get 15% off and free shipping today. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. You both have already mentioned a whole lot of this game is the Avs shooting themselves in the foot. The catalyst for that is pretty bad luck.
Yeah.
Just a puck bounces off the ref, keeps a puck in for Vancouver. It's a tough look. It sucks. The refs are part of the field of play.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
Well, and that's my thing with the Cogliano thing. I get why you're upset. That is frustrating. You're trying to get a kill. I get it. It happens. You have to let that go. And again, what I said last segment, that's what's been so interesting about this team these last couple of games. It seems like they aren't moving on from stuff as quickly. They aren't hitting that reset button and getting back to their game as quick as they normally do. And that to me is the only part of the, where like I'm concerned just a teeny tiny bit beyond one game. So it's like,
agree.
What happened to that identity where that was, again, you go back to last year, they had injury problems, even in the playoffs, they had injury problems and you just could really never tell, never to this extent that they've had at the beginning of the season, not necessarily tonight in this game. But it is just that ability to turn the page. That's the only thing to me that I look at and I say,
well, and
that's different.
And this game genuinely, I think, is going to feel like a turning point, because you're either going to see the Avs go from this game and continue that frustrated look, and probably cost themselves more games. Or you're going to see the Avs go, okay, we blew our lids here. Yeah. We got it out of our system. Let's get back to playing quality hockey and start winning games again.
I think that's why we're going to earmark this game in this season as a turning point, because what Cogliano represents on this team is the symptom of a larger problem, and that is the team-wide frustration
of 100%.
Understanding what this losing skid is like, because they understand that they are winning games, if they do win, by a close margin, and then they're just losing games back-to-back. Yep. And who Cogliano is on the team was a rally cry in the Stanley Cup playoffs, who was able to bring a team together and motivate them to find what they needed to win. Mm-hmm. And to see him lose his cool is very revealing of the state of the whole team. To see Georgiev lose his cool, and even I would say Taves' play tonight is a reflection of a player who is too far in his head and is making mistakes 100%. At every turn.
Yep.
And that's why I think it is a team-wide problem at this point, and why we're going to earmark this as a possible turning point, because they have to confront the emotions of this game tonight, and they need to settle it and reconcile it, because you can't have players like Cogliano in that position, because that is usually who you look to resolve these types of problems.
So there's a couple things that have come through in the chat that I think are interesting, just kind of topics. There was one that said this Avs team isn't the same team that made the playoffs last year. And that's one of the reasons, one where I guess I just disagree with a lot of folks in terms of like the worry, because when I look at this team, I do see the same team as last year in terms of having what it takes to win and having what it takes to get there and having the mental fortitude to get over the hump. I think what's frustrating about watching these games is that they aren't living up to that identity. And that's the part that's disappointing, because I do think, I said it to you guys during the watch along, I genuinely, right now today, January 5th at 11:13 p.m., I think this team has what it takes to go back-to-back. Not based on what they showed tonight, but just in general. And that's what makes nights like tonight so puzzling.
And I'm going to say this once, and I know no one wants to hear it, and everyone's going to roll their eyes, and we don't have to talk about it again for the rest of the show. The hope for the future is the five dudes they're going to get back.
Right.
Three of which play in their top six forwards. At least one of which, if not both defensemen, play in their top four.
Well, and it's just the Elliott Friedman line. The best predict the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. This Avs group with this core under this coaching regime, their past behavior says that they will come out of this. And it's just,
and you know, again, my hope for the future is based on the timelines of injuries that are there.
Right.
And if they get back and someone takes a two-hander to their knee and they get injured again, then you reassess at that point.
Right.
But we're not living in the future. And if someone can tell me what this team does in the future, I got some lotto numbers I would like to ask you about.
So again, right. But yeah, I just, seeing this team up close, seeing what goes on inside that locker room, this team has the makeup to do it. They have to go out and play like it. They can't have the nights like they've had tonight, but that's what's odd to me about seeing this little bit of an emotional breakdown is I think this team has what it takes to go back to back, and it's not what we saw on the ice tonight.
Definitely. If the Avs play like they played in this game, they're not making the playoffs.
No.
I think in the watch along, someone had asked about if there was dysfunction in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And it is the lack of dysfunction and the cohesion that does exist in the locker room. Yep. And the health and the culture of this team that I also look to as a reason for optimism, because I do think the personnel, the group of guys that are in there, are very bought into the same expectation of what they need to do.
Yep.
To win. That is why I'm not concerned. I actually think this level of emotion is incredibly necessary.
Agree.
And a little bit refreshing to see. You actually talked about apathy before, and I wouldn't go as far to say that they've been apathetic in the games before, but in post-game, Bednar has said that they have grown comfortable with applying pressure as needed, you know, letting up on the gas in games. We saw it in late April last season with the Avs when they had sat atop the West and they could afford to do that. And they grew too comfortable in that relying on being able to apply pressure as needed, that in these games we're seeing that they actually cannot always apply pressure as needed, and they need to keep and secure leads. And I think that's what they're struggling with right now, is recognizing that the confidence that they had to be able to apply pressure at will last season was earned, and they haven't earned it yet this season, but it doesn't mean that they can't.
I love your point initially there, too, because you can take the frustration from this game, and if you channel it into something better than what they did in this game with it, you're going to have a whole lot better hockey team than what you ended up with in the third period of this game, which we'll get to.
Well, then I just wanted to build off of your point, like in terms of like what we hear and see in the locker room, and not necessarily like the apathy point, but you know, they lose that game to Vegas the other night. And we talked to Nathan MacKinnon, who, you know, he was upset that they lost, but he just, and again, this is the part that you can forget, because it's emotional to watch these games and all that stuff, and you get caught up in the result. But like, of these five losses, the Avs have played well enough to win in what? At least three of them?
This one in L.A.
Right.
And
Vegas.
Yeah.
Or are you saying this one in L.A. they did not, or they did?
No, I'm saying for sure L.A. and this one they did.
And I thought Vegas as well. The point being, in that locker room, like, they're sitting back and they're saying, look, we know we're making some mistakes. We know we have some bad luck going against us. We feel like we're putting some pieces together here and there. That's why I'm with you, Megan. Like, I'm just not worried about it, because things are good on the inside of that locker room. Guys understand, and this is the first time we saw that frustration channeled in a bad way.
It's the part that makes it so easy tonight is there's no hard fix here. It's an easy fix. You took a bad bounce and you guys imploded. Just keep playing solid hockey after that bad bounce, and you're up 2-1 going into the third period of this hockey game.
Right.
Like, and who knows what the hell happens after that.
Right.
But it's not like you're looking at this whole game and being like, oh, look at how terrible the Avs played for the entire game. It's so bad. No, you played a good game for 33 minutes.
Yeah, they're not getting run out of any buildings. Really. Like, the game against Toronto wasn't great. They lost two forwards to injury after morning skate.
The skill level difference was very apparent there.
Right.
And not a single one of us will tell you that the Avs right now, as currently constructed, are good enough to win the Cup.
Right, right. Jaron Bednar even said that the other day, that their goal is by the end of every season to get to a point where they feel like they can beat anybody in the West and anybody in the league. And he said they're not close to that right now. Nobody is saying they aren't. But what I'm saying, at least, I don't want to speak for you guys, but, you know, Megan, with what you were talking about with being in the locker room, when I sit back and say, I don't think they're close, I have 100% confidence this group can get there, despite them not playing well right now.
I think, too, you look at the margin of error tonight, and you can pinpoint it to a three-minute complete breakdown by the team. Because we talked about it, like, the first 30 minutes are actually fine, and that's today's NHL. The margin of error is paper thin. You know, you flip the roles.
Two posts for the Avs tonight, I believe, before Vancouver even scores once.
Yeah. Vancouver's in the same position if the roles are reversed. 3 minutes is all it takes in a game of seconds for breakdowns like that to happen. And then when the emotions are as high as they are, that is where you see a team unravel. 3 minutes is all it would take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you weren't happy with it after the second goal. First goal, crazy bounce, is what it is. There's still bad power PK coverage there. Bad rotation by England. Whatever. It's a bad bounce. Write that one off. Second goal you give up, it's bad defensive coverage all the way around. EJ just can't keep up with his guy. Gerard kind of just lets his guy float away from him in the backside, gets to the middle. The Avs can't handle the rebounds and it ends up in the back of their net. Not good, but whatever. You're still in a tie game. And then you have your top pairing, and Devontae's makes a mistake that you just can't have. It's just Devontae's just was not good enough tonight.
He had a bad night.
There's no two ways around it. With the Avs' current defensive structure, they need their top defensive pairing to be very, very good at worst, if not great. And they weren't. They arguably were bad. I think every defender on the Avs was arguably bad to terrible tonight.
Yeah.
And that is what it is. It's just, the Avs aren't constructed in a way to overcome things like that. So when they imploded, they couldn't ever really figure out a way back in.
Yep. I think that, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's sometimes it's not that complicated.
Nope.
I don't know.
It just, yeah, you had some breakdowns. They got frustrated. They didn't bounce back quick enough. And again, that's why I just, it's a long season. It's a long season. And just always keep that in mind. I just, you go back to, and also, this isn't me sugarcoating anything. Like, they're not playing well right now. They're not playing well.
Of course they aren't. Like, the first 30 minutes of this game was like, hey, they're playing solid.
Right.
They're not playing great, but they're playing solid.
I'm so sorry, Joel. I'm okay. I promise.
She's fighting through right now. All right. She's staring into these lights for a migraine. To listen to all you guys complain on this show.
To yell at us.
I'm still stuck on a comment about how the Avs, we talked about like earning that confidence to be able to apply pressure at will. And how someone said, well, they can't because the players are bad. And I just find it impossible to endorse that on a team that still has Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen. It just feels impossible to entertain that.
I love whoever this person is that keeps saying that we're living in a fantasy land.
It's actually like, that person that suggested the players are bad. And I'm just...
I just laughed. It's like, we've watched this happen so many times. And
I
actually love to get like some type of compilation. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're talking about implosions easy to fix, LOL fantasy land. What would you call game 5 against St. Louis last year?
I was actually going to pick two games, both out of that series as comparisons, like what we've seen this last week. And again, it's like, I'd love to see like a compilation of the chats from like game 10 last year versus game 30 versus game 35. It's like, this is just
game 10 was everyone wanted Bednar's head.
Right. And like everyone, I feel bad because everyone thinks that, We sit here and that we like have these hard agendas either way. It's like, no, we've just done this a lot and we know that there's a huge fluctuation.
Different team. Okay. Has no other team ever recovered from an implosion in history?
Right. Yeah. And that's just the funny part. It's like, it's all this stuff where it's like these declarative statements. It's like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about. This is blah. It's like, okay, sure. Sure. I mean, we'll come back in a month and have this conversation again. And if I'm wrong, I'll happily say I was wrong. But again, there were multiple times at the beginning of last year. And oh, by the way, my replies from that last like 8-game stretch of the Avs season last year, tell me what an idiot I was because teams aren't like hockey teams can't just flip a switch. You know nothing if you think they're just going to turn it on. And they turn in one of the most dominant playoff performances of all time. It's like, this just happens.
And has it happened a little bit too frequently to the Avs this year? Yeah, probably. Sure. And there is some reason for some concern.
Right.
But you're just making up the rest of the season. Whether you think they make it and go on to win the Stanley Cup or you think they never win a game again, you're just making it up.
I was going to say, and whoever Bill is, like this is my thing. And like this is why I do this job. Because this is my opinion. They lost tonight and it is still my opinion. And they won 5 games in a row last week or whatever, a week and a half ago. And what I'm saying is still my opinion. So, if you know better than us, hold this opinion the whole year, regardless of what happens. Hold that opinion and hold the line on why you think that everything that we have said is fantasy land. And again, if we check in at the end of the season, the Avs missed the playoffs, you were right, Bill. But if they do, I expect you to come back in this chat and say, yep, I was wrong. And I thought they had imploded. I'll own it. Because that's what we have to do.
And this is, again, fan how you want to fan.
Right. I don't care.
You want to be mad at this team? Be mad. Go off on this team, but live in reality.
Right.
You can't just make stuff up. And we do our best on this show.
Yeah.
We really, really, really try hard. When we come up with an opinion, we say, here is the reasoning of how we get to here.
Yeah.
And why we think X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And if you can do that too, awesome.
Right. I was going to say,
go off. Seriously. Tell us exactly why. And you might make a bunch of valid points. And we'll be like, yeah, that's a fair point. I just disagree.
Mm-hmm. And for the question about Bo, go watch the latest At the Rink. We have Bednar's full quote in there. But essentially, he was getting treatment and it really wasn't working for him, but they've changed his treatment and now he's starting to progress, both him and Landy. So Bednar said that for the first time, Bo is like actually on the road back as were before it. The best way I can like put it is he really wasn't ever getting out of the starting blocks in terms of recovery. He was just kind of staying where he was at. But if you want the full quote, he expands quite a bit on both Byram and Landy. So the latest At the Rink pod has that the full quote in there.
I think both of y'all talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
The other.
So there's quite a bit of information. I don't remember it all off the top of my head. So
he said something like the timeline had doubled from what they'd initially predicted because of this. So the clock essentially starts now with what the original timeline was predicted to be, but he's trending in the right direction.
Because whatever they were doing before wasn't working. Yeah, like Megan said, he was basically at day one for like a month and a half, and now he's actually progressing through.
So you had the implosion, and we'll get to the third period in a second here, but we are brought to you by Green Mountain Dental Group. You got that new fancy dental insurance from Denver Health Medical. Take it to Green Mountain Dental Group, 15 minutes from downtown over in Lakewood. You get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. You get a free Sonicare toothbrush, just so you're taking care of your teeth the way around.
They're great.
I know. Every time you go, you're like, this is the best dentist I've ever.
Dude, I hate the dentist so much. I hate the dentist. It's been this lifelong battle for me to get there. Green, If they ever stop being our sponsor, I will still say this. I've never found a dentist that I enjoy going to as much as Green Mountain. They're quick. They're super friendly. And part of the reason I hate being the dentist, you got people rooting around your mouth. They're as low invasive as you can be for that. Like you don't feel like you're getting poked and prodded the whole time. I could not recommend Green Mountain Dental more highly. And I mean that, like I said, if they call us tomorrow, we're like, we're not sponsoring anymore. I'm like, I dare you to stop me from saying positive things about you. Can't do it. I know. Sponsor. Thank you.
I love and hate that they do such a good job of reminding you when your next appointment is.
Oh God, dude. that was Jesse's greatest hits there. I would schedule appointments because Hannah goes religiously and I'd schedule appointments. And then I would just not just go. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, well, I scheduled it. I tried. Bro, Green Mountain, they're like, we know you're supposed to be here. And we are going to make sure.
1 week
that
out. Hey, just confirming.
Bro.
3 days before. Hey, just so you remember. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, I'll just ignore their call. Text. You're like, ah. Yeah, they're great.
They make sure you actually take care of your teeth, which, trust me, I don't know if you know this. All six of these, fake. Not real teeth, because I did such a bad job.
My mom used to tell me when I was a kid, and she would use my grandpa as the example, and I'd be like, oh, well, mom, he's 80. And now you're getting older, it's like, fuck, I got to take care of my teeth.
It's a problem, for real.
Yeah.
Go take care of it with Green Mountain Dental. Also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can get whatever at your local liquor store. Use the Breck Beer Locator. They have tons, literally dozens of flavors. I don't know of anyone that likes beer that hasn't found a flavor of Breck Brew that they like, they at least one that they like. So there's one out there for you. Check them out, breckbrew.com. They're awesome. They've been with us forever. We love them. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This third period was bad. Colorado got outplayed for pretty much the entire third period, and their execution was not good enough. The shots on goal heavily tilted in Vancouver's favor for the majority of the period. A smidge misleading because the Avs were generating chances at the start of the period. They also had one shift where they missed four shots on goal.
Within like 15 seconds. Clean looks.
And is this let me ask you to this way. I said it was execution. Is it execution? Or at least very least on this shift, is that just terrible shot selection?
No, it's execution.
Okay.
It's to me, that's that right there was, I talked about it a couple of years ago. I wasn't back with DNVR yet. That Arizona series in the bubble, The game that they lost, the Avs completely controlled. But you could tell they were frustrated and they weren't shooting any better. They were just shooting harder. Like, they weren't doing anything to make their lives easier. They were just like, well, what if I shoot this puck 5 times harder? It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what that shift was to me. They were frustrated and they were trying to put pucks through Delia, and it was just causing them to rip them wide.
I feel that in my soul. Where it's, if you've ever played sports like that, you feel frustrated. Like, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot this one as hard as I can, and whatever happens.
Yeah, like you're a baseball guy. It's like, I'm taking the fucking skin off this ball. And you just end up striking out and like blowing a rotator
cuff.
And
you're not even like mad. You're like, I'm either going to hit this to the moon or I'm going to miss by 3 feet. And like, fuck it.
And that's to me what was going on in that shift where I was like, yeah, these guys never really calmed down. Like, they... they're just they're trying to put pucks through the glass at this point. I do want to say, Avery, your comment went away that chat's very active at saying how like it's hard to support this team. I was talking to my mom about this right early in the season. All the injuries were really starting to pile up, and you know, my family, they're big Avs fans. My parents are, you know, huge Avs fans, and my mom was just talking to me about how, you know, just a couple of years ago, this team was terrible. Like, there was a decade straight where this was a horrific organization. There's the playoff losses, brutal meltdown of the Vegas Golden Knights. And, like, the reason you stay being a fan of a team is because it's being there through all that stuff and remaining and continuing to sit there and watch and, you know, I'm talking to Avery. It's like being a fan and all that stuff. That's what makes the wins even better.
She knows. She knows. Right. It wouldn't hurt if you didn't care.
Right. And it's like, it hurts because you care. And then that hurt is what makes the reward so great. And so I get it. It's not great. And I know you did. But like, this is all part of it. This is all part of the ride.
You're not dumb, Avery. I saw your comment too, and I thought it was really appropriate when we talked about be a fan, how you want to be a fan, because I think anybody who's disappointed in this team and the on-ice product is completely justified. And if it is hard to watch the on-ice product at the moment, but you still support what the Avs are philosophically, come back when you're ready. Like, give them a couple games to figure it out. Like, take care of your mental health too. This is really difficult.
Take care of your mental
don't
health.
Make yourself Andrew Cogliano.
We'll be here until curtains close, but the first act isn't even over yet. We'll be here the whole way, and we'll talk about it every step of the way.
When does the first act end?
I was actually curious what game we're at. I feel like we're close to the end of the first act. 37.
Yeah, this is 37.
But we'll be here till curtains.
So is 41, is that act one?
I mean, do we have two acts?
I assume there's two regular season, two and then act and three then, is the playoffs.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
We'll be here for it all, but like, and do by the what way, you that, need to do.
I know Avery's here on like everything we do. Exactly. That wasn't me calling out her specifically.
No, exactly. Like,
there's just real sad vibes right now in this chat, and it's like, it's all good, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intermission feels like really good for this team right now, too.
I guess that intermission would be like All-Star break would probably be the end of
that's
act
a
one.
Good.
Really.
Yeah, that's fair.
So there
you
go.
King of the game, because I feel like this dude deserves.
Yeah, we do
got to
do King of the Game here, and. Gave up 3 goals, literally all of them. You're like, somebody help that man. Anyone at all. Give this man a little bit of help. Alexander Georgiev, easy King of the Game.
Yeah, he was great.
Dude played fantastic.
He had every right to be pissed.
100%.
Every right to be pissed. Yeah, that was... I thought he was really good. He's done... He did for them tonight what I think he's done for them a lot this year. He's helped them weather a storm early, put them in a position to
win the game.
And they got up 2-0, and I thought he was doing his part. The Avs kind of fall apart there for 3 minutes.
And then the defense abandoned him.
Don't give him any help.
Abandoned like every single one of those, even the bad luck play. Andreas Englund just doesn't cover the guy with the puck.
Yeah.
There's such a human side of hockey too, where I think seeing your goaltender display that amount of frustration has to have an impact on the players as
for
well
sure.
that I think they will carry with them past this game.
When the goalie pops off like that, and it's not Jordan Binnington who does that after every game.
Right, right. Or vintage Devin Dubnyk. Yeah.
But you know you done fucked up now when the goalie goes off like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a few super chats to get to here.
I think Ranton has like 26.
I think it became 26 tonight. I tweeted about the All-Star game like 25, but it became 26.
Probably should be in there, unless you want to vote for Jacob McDonald.
You can take two skaters.
Yeah, Miko and Jacob McDonald.
So I picked Miko and Logan O'Connor.
Megan's going to be the reason another book is written this year.
Olausen only has one game.
I picked Logan O'Connor already, guys. I submitted my ballot 10 times.
Can you vote for JoJo even though he hasn't technically played?
Good question. I did it. I put Georgiev for my goalie option, so I didn't even look at some of these.
$5 from Tyler here who says, fake fans really came out tonight. That's okay. I'm waiting for the odds to drop so I can bet the Avs winning it all this year again. I hate calling people fake fans. Like, we can disagree a whole lot. And honestly, like, if you're a Fairweather fan, I don't even have a problem with you. Just, like, it's total... Fairweather fans are, like, how sports grow, is they start out Fairweather fans and become bigger. I get it. If you're frustrated and don't want to watch, then don't watch. It's totally fine. $2 from Vaguely Sober, who says, DNVR with the hearts. Sorry if this is getting stale, Rudo and Jesse.
I love that Vaguely just accepts that I will not find it to have grown stale.
I don't bring back the sweaty boy.
I like
instead
the
of
sweaty
the
boy.
Yeah. $5 more from Vaguely Sober, who says, I'm not going to tell anyone how to fan. I'm still not worried. Freak out. Go nuts. But the histrionics... Is that supposed to be like I'm pretty confident that's a word.
Automatic,
that just
supersonic.
Means, oh, there we go.
Funky fresh.
Aren't a great look, fam. I mean, again, I don't care. If you want to express your emotions aggressively, fine. All good. However you feel, just don't make shit up.
I love lying.
And then a big
let the record show that Megan.
$14 from Ben. Something has got to change here. What is it, in your opinion? Val Nichushkin and Evan Rodriguez come back.
Josh Manson.
Better commitment to your system, your identity.
No, honestly, they got to get their minds right.
Yeah. Wow, look at that. Those three suggestions. Jared, you know where to find us.
More snacks at practice might help too.
But
Gatorade and orange.
Maybe it's just bring the music back to practice.
One
I worked out
forehead
for the Broncos.
Kiss.
And it's just... As Vaguely hits us with the sweaty boys. It just comes back to what we talked about now. Okay, the Avs had their emotional explosion in this game.
Yeah.
Now what do you do?
Channel it the right way.
Do you go in the right direction and start playing quality hockey and winning games? Or do you continue down this path that leads you into a tailspin of doom?
That's a great way to end it.
Right there. Only the Avs can solve that one. We love you. We're going to get out of here before fucking midnight. Jesus Christ.
Just barely.
We are off tomorrow, so you will not see us then, but we're back for the game Saturday, pregame, watch along, postgame. We love you. We'll see you on the next one.